How are you doing moving forward from what happened last week in terms of being an actor?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Like I said from the beginning, all I can do is just get better. It's coach's decisions, and it's a business at the end of the day. So take it how it comes and just continue trying my best to get better each day.
Jeff talked about how he feels like this could be good for you moving forward, just to take a step back and take a breather. Do you agree with that thinking?
Like I say, it was the coach's decision. I feel whatever's best to help the organization. We wasn't doing so well, and things just wasn't falling in line for us. So it was the decision they made, and all I can do is just accept it. And it wasn't like I could tell them, no, I'm not sitting down. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, if it was smart for him to allow me to take a break, I feel like I use it as best of my ability and just accept it, what was that task, and just try to move on. But that's it.
You from Louisiana, have a lot of family coming to that game.
Right.
How disappointing was that not to be able to play in front of them?
I try my best to support the team as much as possible, just to show that it really didn't bother me. But deep down, it was frustrating. But my mom and my grandmother, they didn't get to see me play back home. And I don't know when the next time I'll probably be back in the Dome, but it was good to see my family and just to get them outside of the neighborhood, just to come together for once and do something in terms of supporting me. So it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I would like to get that opportunity back and play in front of my family, but yeah.
This is just worst timing possible then.
Right. It's no big deal.
How many came to the game? How many families?
Over 50. Yeah.
And when did you know that you weren't going to play? That to inform them that wasn't going to happen?
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Once me and Coach Fisher talked, I had called my mom and just told her the news.
And did you know you were going to be inactive, or did you think you were going to be?
I didn't up until the game that morning.
Was that even tougher because you saw Roger go down too, like to not be able to help out when?
Yeah, on the sidelines, it kind of got me down. But like I said, there's nothing I can do about that.
What do you feel about how your year has gone so far? And is there anything you picked up over these last couple of weeks about anything you could improve on moving forward?
I've been working on the same things since the season started, and I feel like I'm progressing in many ways, which a lot of people probably don't seem, but as long as I know I feel like I'm getting better, then I'm satisfied. But it's no limits. I just got to continue getting better each day.
Do you come back with any more, bouncing your step, or, you know, having had to sit down and now moving forward, do you change anything mentally going forward?
Honestly, the only thing I'm focusing on is just knowing what I'm supposed to do each play. And because, honestly, I'm playing full speed, I feel. But there's sometimes I'm, like, just moving a little slower and getting to my spots. But that's just something that I need to spend a little extra time studying and making sure I can get to those spots a little faster.
You're getting thrown into the away. You're playing an aggressive defense, a fast defense, the New England Patriots. Can you talk about the problems they present for you, and what do you guys have to do to give Jared a little time there?
I feel like we just need to stick the course. I don't really know what to expect because I was speaking with Coach Boo, and he said in meetings that Belichick just, like, he shows different things that we probably won't see, and it varies with different teams. So I feel like all we can do is just put our head down and grind and just keep chipping on them, and hopefully we come through with the dub, because we really need it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.